light guy.
And you are listening to the one and only Davin's Den. On the break, that was the Funk All-Stars. Second segment of the show. Very interesting topic of communication from beyond. Apparently, my two co-hosts may have been visited by spirits and animals that are smarter than us. It's really been quite the potpourri.
Please, I have five animals that are smarter than me living with me every day.
But you have six cats.
No, we have five.
Oh, that's right. One lost one. But I'm sure, you know, he'll send a rat to communicate with you. All right, so we got to get into this quickly. Let me set this up. We're going to do some, we're not going to do any Ann Jackson, any Scambusters tonight. We'll blow that off until next week. We'll do an extended version with that. I want to go back in time. As you recall, I video chatted with Mavis Mills, the real girl, who was the girlfriend of Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Mavis Mills was friends and in this scamming ring with my girlfriend at the time, Belinda Abbey. So we've actually video chatted because I was trying to see if she would come clean to me so that we could rehook Dick Eldorado and Mavis Mills together. Now, this was in an internet cafe, this conversation. And at the time, we heard men speaking in Ghanaian dialect to her.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew somebody was saying something to her. We just didn't know what exactly they were saying.
Right.
Until now. So we're gonna play the full audio. It's lengthy. We're gonna play the full audio of my conversation with Mavis Mills. This is the real girl. It was a real video chat. I really saw her. It was a real African girl, real movement. This is not one of these, you know, scammer phony video things. This was legit.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can listen to the audio of that video conversation, and then we'll tell you guys what was going on in the background. And you know what? If it was happening with this syndicate, you can pretty darn well bet they work the same way in other scamming syndicates, and at least a lot of them. So here it is. First, we'll play our scamming scammers. Come on now, you jackass. Scamming scammers music. Where is it? Get your ass in there. Get your sweet scamming scammers ass in there. All right. Play that.
Always and forever. Just moment within. Just like a dream to me. That somehow.
Here it is. Here's the conversation. I'm going to turn it up a little bit.
Thank you.
You part of it's awkward pretty. In the beginning.
When did you cut your hair?
I was expecting a girl with long hair. You can make it long? How can you make it long? Is that magic? Magic Mavis can grow hair? You will leave it for some time? You're going to leave it short? Oh, you're going to let it grow. Why, you like long hair better? So why'd you cut it short? NTH? What is NTH? Nothing? Okay. Why are you smiling? What are you so happy about? You're happy to meet me? Well, I'm happy to meet you too. You're welcome. This would be better if I could hear you, though. You're not hearing me? Okay. Now you can't hear me. You can't hear me. Did a setting change? Now you can hear me. Okay. Very good. All right, we got to get that tech to help us. so we can have our conversation and maybe get you and Richard back together again. All right? That's what you want, right? So where is my friend? Do you mean Richard? Richard doesn't live with me. Richard is a friend. He's not a roommate. Did you think Richard lived with me? No, I could never live with Richard and Mr. Whiskers. It's a little too much for me. He's a great guy. Love him as a friend. Don't want to live with him. That's all yours. You can live with Richard and Mr. Whiskers. Okay? Is there somebody there that can help you now? Does that guy behind you work at the cafe? Okay, yes, they're coming. Okay. Very good. Your cafe is much better than Belinda's cafe. And you're better with the technology than Belinda is. So when will you meet Richard? Well, I mean, I guess when you guys start to talk, and if he wants to come to Ghana, or you're going to fly here, or you guys can do a video chat. I don't know. I'm not a travel agent. You know, that really depends on you and Richard. I'm not Richard's pimp. You're going to fly over? You're going to fly here? You're going to fly to Richard's place? Do you have enough money to fly over? Can you afford it? Yes, you do. Yes, you can afford to fly here to meet Richard. No, but you will find it. You'll find a way. Well, that is good. That's very good. That's very good. That's a good step. You really love him, don't you? Good. Very sweet. So will you convince him? If you answer my questions. If you answer my questions, at least now I know you're a real person. That's a plus. Will I convince him to love you, or that you love him? That's up to you guys. I can't convince Richard that you love him, and I can't convince Richard that he should love you. I can just convince Richard that you're worth giving a second chance to. That's all I can do. Does that sound fair? You're welcome, but there's nothing to thank me for. This is about you telling me the truth, telling me things that I know, telling me things that I don't know. I've given this opportunity to Belinda, and Belinda continues to lie. So, that is what that is. There's a guy looking over your shoulder in a red shirt. He's very intent on what you have on the screen. Do you know there's a guy looking at you? He's sitting right over your shoulder. Do you hear me? Looking back at your screen. What a little creep. I'm going to turn around. Was that the tech? Or just somebody who's nosy? Or do you know him? I just see the little pencil moving. I don't see any words coming up. So what do I want to know? I really wanted to hear your voice and do this, but I suppose we can do it this way. What do I want to know about you? All right. Is there anybody with you? Are you all alone? Are any of these guys with you? Can you still hear me? I'm not sure if you're hearing me. Oh, there's a guy. Maybe he's going to help you now. Is that the tech? Okay. Is that the tech right next to you? On the phone? Looking at the screen? I can hear him. Talk, Mavis.
Can you hear me?
You can hear me? Yes?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. Yes. I can hear you. The volume on the mic. Yes, I can hear you. Talk right into it. Say something.
This is six.
Okay, I can hear him. Are you there? Maybe say something. Say something. I can hear the background noise. Why do you say something?
Hello?
Hello? All right, you know how to use it. She doesn't know how to use it.
It can be used for women.
There we go. Say something. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I...
Hello?
Hear you. This is a positive thing. Okay, can you still hear me? Say yes, don't type it. Say. Okay. Talk into the microphone. Talk into the mic. Say something. Tell me the name of your daughter. Say the name of your daughter. I need you to say it so I can make sure I can hear you. Bariki, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that very low. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes, you can hear me. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start asking you questions because I want to know some things about you and what you've been up to and what my girlfriend has been up to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. How did you meet Belinda?
How did I meet Belinda? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you and Belinda... I can't hear you. Say it and type it, okay? Say it and type it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. So say it and type it, and I will do the same, okay? Here. Say what you are saying and type it too. Since the sound is so low on your phone.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes? You understand?
I was thinking maybe if you would come around. Okay, but we're about to meet.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I can hear you. You met her where? All right, type it too. It's cutting in and out. Sorry, this is so awkward with the technology. You met her on the internet, okay?
Yeah.
Was it a website where you met?
Yes.
Okay. When you met her, were you using your own pictures or other pictures?
Well, I'm not hearing.
You're not hearing. Type it in. When you met her, pictures were you using? Was using another's pictures. Okay. Did you know that she was using somebody else's picture? I'll type it. Did you know she somebody else's pictures as well? No. Okay. So, okay. How long ago did I remember? You remember her tell you? She was all. You remember her telling you that she was using somebody else, right? With somebody else's pictures. What did you think of that? What did you think that both you and her were using others' pictures?
I'm not hearing you.
You're not hearing me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. What did you think? You thought nothing of that? Nothing? Is that common in Ghana?
Emma. It's very common in Ghana.
Yes. Okay. Do you know what people in Africa who do what you did are called? They are called scammers. Scammers. What you and Belinda did is illegal. People die over this. We are sorry. We shall sit. Do you know how Belinda told me she knew you? She told me you and her were long time friends from England. Did you know that? No? I know it is a lie. Yet your fake Facebook profile had you living in England at one point. You will do something about it. What will you do, Mavis? You will change the profile. Who came up with all these lies? You did. Okay. Yes, you did. How many profiles? I'll type it too. How many profiles are there with the name Mavis Mills or other spellings of the same name did you create? That's not true. One, you are you. Now. Okay. Then, how do you explain all the pictures of the same girl with the name of you, Belinda, and Agnes? Be truthful. You did the same profile. But you just told me you used only one. Why did you just lie to me? Do you think I am a dummy? Clearly, you think I am unaware of things. The one name of Mavis. Why are there pictures? Are there pictures with the name Mavis? With or pictures of the girl Mavis with Belinda's name and Agnes' name? Are you telling me you stole her name? Why did I have to say something? Why couldn't you just tell me? I think you You're telling the truth? Yes. Only when I meet you. Do you see my problem with that? You're sorry for everything. You wanted my friend to fall for a lie? How can I believe you love him when you can't even tell the truth on your own? Why you told me, you told everything about me? No. Only when I press you. How many other men have you fooled with these profiles? You truly love my friend. What do you want from Richard? Nothing but love. To believe this is not about the money. It's always about the money. Only love. How come you and Linda use 0337 in your email? Be honest. You better be honest. So that you will not forget your password. You and Belinda have the same excuse. Given both of your history, I believe the answer might be to walk away from both. Who are you protecting? If you tell the truth, I can forgive you. I want to believe you took Linda Yes. Why would you do that to a friend? She told you. I know she told you. She told me too. But to me, it seems like we have two liars. So, why did you take her name and use it? When did she tell you? Not why.
Wow. Oh, what's up?
Your time is up. Okay.
So that was it. I know it's chaotic, but that's the environment where a lot of these internet cafes are. There's a lot of things going on.
That's where they're working, and there's all kinds. Well, Lisa in the chat said that it sounds like there's a troop of howler monkeys in the background.
It's very specific, Lisa. She didn't just say monkey. She named the monkeys.
Howler monkeys.
So, all right. So originally we just had that. As you guys could tell, I was pretty much interrogating her.
Yeah.
I was trying to get answers, trying to get the link between her and Belinda, because I knew answers that they were lying about.
Right.
But we there was obviously men in the background. And at the time, we didn't know what the heck was going on. I could see them in the background and everything, but I had no idea what was going on. So what I did was I found somebody who actually knew the language.
That was awesome. Okay.
So for the first time ever, and I'll reveal what's going on. And keep in mind, if it's happening in this situation, I'm sure it's happening in other situations.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. He said that it seems like it took place in an internet cafe. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Initially, the lady you were interviewing was not hearing you well. This we established.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one guy who's helping her to fix the mic well.
Okay.
They're using two local dialects, Ga and Twi, G-A and T-W-I.
Okay.
Those are two local Ghanaian dialects. In the process, one guy told her to tell you that she can't hear you in the Ga dialect. Then the girls, most of the times, asked them what to say. And we've had that on other phone calls.
Yeah.
Where they're kind of waiting for the guy to say something, and then they chime in.
We're in the middle of that segment right now on the Davin's Then Scams the Scammers on iHeart. We're right in the middle of a call with Agnes.
Yes. So the speakers were loud in the cafe. Someone retorted that somebody told her to be careful. Apparently somebody's listening in on this and telling her to be careful about with me. As it seemed like I was interrogating her.
Well, they were right.
And who said this?
One of the guys. One of the guys listening. So she's not picking up on this. She's clearly not picking up that she's being interrogated.
No, because as you'll see in the iHeart clips, basically it's some woman that they are a friend with, or they have on staff or whatever, that they put her there, and they're trying to feed lines to her.
Yeah, so they're trying to warn her. Clearly, they say I was a little heavy handed. I don't know, but I remember the lead up to it. It was all about that, because we were trying to set Dick Eldorado back up with Mavis, but Mavis had to come clean with some stuff.
Right.
So that's where the heavy hand had come from. So some other people in the background were talking about they were expecting someone in South Africa. So they were expecting this. So this is an internet cafe.
Right.
So this is a scamming internet cafe. So this isn't just one scammer went down there.
Is that what it says in the front of the building?
Scamming cafe.
Scamming internet cafe.
Well, I mean, clearly this is a place where scammers work.
Yeah.
Because they're not supposed to. It's illegal. But it's well known
obviously
that scammers.
Well, I'm saying it like that. It's probably the owner's in on it. He knows what's going on. He has
right.
to know. There's a shitload of people in there up to no good. You know, he's got to know.
Yeah.
So they were expecting money from South Africa. Some were also saying how they got disappointed because no one was sending them money. So you had another group that was waiting for money, and apparently the deal went south.
Wow.
Somebody wised up to it, so it's not always a win. So, it was, you know, maybe somebody got smart. Maybe somebody was scam beating them. So he said that was the major part he heard from the background. He feels that she got some suspicious somewhere along the line because my questions, to quote him, were carrying a heavy load of guilt on her.
Oh.
And I pretty much was.
Yeah.
Suspicious in what way?
You know, I don't know. I could only that I didn't trust her, I guess. You know, something was up. Not that I was scam baiting her, because that never came up. But like suspicious, like this wasn't going to be an easygoing conversation.
Right.
She wasn't going to be able to manipulate me.
Right.
Okay. Because originally you think suspicious that it was scam baiting.
No, because this went on for months afterwards.
Okay.
So that wasn't it. I can only guess. So Mavis speaks in Ga, which is one of the dialects, with the guy, and asks what she say. Because the guy behind her, remember I say, who are those guys?
Yeah.
Guy behind her is listening into the conversation.
Right.
So, for all I know, it's the guy that was on the phone with Agnes.
Yeah.
Later Belinda, feeding
right.
conversations. So what my contact says is, this guy goes up and down the room.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in between the rows of the computers, and he helps people on the internet to do these fake things. So he's probably one of, you know how we say it, better get management?
But that's what I was just going to say that. He's the guy.
Oh, my God, he's management.
This guy's management. So clearly they got a problem. As usual, it's me.
So he's hanging over her shoulder because it's like, oh, here's the problem today.
This isn't the normal fluff stuff.
Yeah.
We got a video chat, and he thinks who he is, asking all these questions. He better hang tight. Which, if you think about it, when you're... Because they're probably, when you're just doing instant messages without the video, there's those delays.
Right.
So they're probably waiting for that guy to come down. We've said it before, and I've even said it to them, uh-oh, better get management.
Yeah.
So he's probably helping another scammer, you know, three computers
that's
over.
Management.
Yeah.
That's, and you know, it's funny that we goof on that and laugh at it, but it's actually the case.
And now that we have the translation, you're watching it happen.
I'm watching it happen.
Holy crap.
So much of the stuff that we kind of joked about and thought
is true.
It's true.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
Wow.
I know there was a lot of static and everything in there, like dead spark.
But
you really got to listen to it to get to the payoff.
But here's the deal. And you go, you guys, yeah, but the real...
I don't think I've ever said that.
But people could say, you know, the manager's coming over. But you could see in from writing and stuff like that where their demeanor changes all of a sudden.
Yep.
And that's when we would say, oh, better get the manager. So, you know, it's the way their demeanor changes, their cadence and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think though, like, audio, it's not perfect. I think it's worth the payoff to finally know. Because if they're doing this with me... They're doing it with everybody else.
Sure.
I mean, this is how they operate. They get in the cafe. They have a bunch of the people, the low-level people that you're corresponding with all the time. And then they got the guy with the experience that's trying to clean up the mess. So when you're like, where'd they go? Because that's what they do. They, like, all of a sudden it goes dead. And like, oh, the internet dropped out. No, the internet didn't drop out. I mean, it may have dropped out. But chances are they got to go down the block because he's helping somebody else. So there's probably like only a handful of those guys in each cafe that can fix the mess that you, the victim or the scam baiter, have created by having questions.
But how many, I wonder how many times they get that. I mean, because, you know, usually.
Well, if they have a guy assigned to it.
But normally the people that are writing in aren't really questioning the way you are.
No, I'm extraordinary. But the problems happen enough.
Well, they have the South African problem.
Right. Where they were expecting money and it went south.
Right.
So. And like I said, it's not just scam baiters. Sometimes victims get suspicious. You know, once you start asking for money, people get suspicious. Plus, they have inconsistency.
What's the ratio of victims getting suspicious? Does it happen a lot?
You know, I don't know. I mean, most people don't even report. You know, when they've been scammed.
Mm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean,
because
and
the reason I'm saying is because you are extraordinary in the way you're proceeding, in the way you grill them, and everything we put them through. So I'm wondering, you know, is it you and the problem with the South Africans? and that's it for the day, or is there other fires burning in there?
I got to think, with the amount of delays I had when they would respond when I would start grilling them on things, and the fact that this man who knows the scene and everything, he's been to Ghana, he's an African. I was dealing with him on something else, is explaining to me that the guy walks up and down, the things go wrong.
Yeah.
Scamming is not a perfect, quote-unquote, art form.
Right.
Or things go wrong. I mean, do they deal with an asshole like me all the time? No. But there are people that get suspicious, and these people help smooth it over.
And it's I'm sorry.
Is there more translation?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So he just painted, because it's really hard to hear, but he basically painted the scene for me and what was going on, which is really what I needed to know.
And it's nothing that we didn't find, and it's pretty much what we knew all along. In addition, when you wound up getting that with Belinda, when everything started getting heavy-handed, it might have been the manager. You know, the manager oversees everything, and
he took over the account.
And he took over the account and said, all right, enough of this. We're either making money or we're cutting bait with this guy. And that's when that whole dynamic
changed. Well, like you said, everything... And we're going to leave it here and then get out of here. Everything we joked about before we had the evidence of is pretty much what we suspected. Which I think this is good for the people who like the segment, who like the scamming portion of the show.
Yeah.
This is real. This is a business. Yeah. They do have higher ups. Chances are, if you're working a syndicate, you're for the most part dealing with a low-level person.
Well, the funny thing is about it is that we make the jokes because we're in business, and we see how day-to-day businesses run. I mean, we're on phones all day long. And we're on phones, and you see what goes on in the phones and how business is handled during the day, and you could see the pattern with them.
Well, that's what it is. We got to thank some people for this. I think, like I said, I know the audio was tough.
Yeah.
I think it was worth it, though, because now we're getting the real clarification of what the deal was.
If you're in the chat, I'm sorry, my chat room just crashed. I have to try to get back in.
All right. Well, we're going to thank some people in the meantime. Yep. Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at Family Martial Arts Goshen, oneword.com, familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. We actually just had my family over, and we got like a dozen.
Mm.
And they give you that baker's dozen, so you get like 14. Mm. Sweet. Nice variety. Yum. Wide variety. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and will come back and haunt you, and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is it's a sign. It's a sandwich,
that
stupid.
That sounds like Ajit is stupid.
Yeah, don't. It's a delicious sandwich that won't come back on you.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yes, unlike your family, it won't repeat on you. The Bronx Bomber, which is a square Knish corned beef Russian dressing and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran, a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Experience that all Portobello has to offer at 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions. You need a comedian, murder mystery, a karaoke, character for your kids, face painter, balloon animal. SideSplittingProductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Also, want to make a note, if you go to the Davin's Den Facebook page, you'll see I posted this today. A friend of owner of the Ruthless Radio just found out he had cancer, unfortunately.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, man.
So they started a GoFundMe account. The link is on the Davin's Den Facebook page. So if you have a few dollars, please go to GoFundMe.com/SHNWTC. GoFundMe.com/SHNWTC. Again, it's on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Extremely quickly, Pip, where will Mr. Helix be?
Johnny and the Alimonies will be at the Recovery Room, 65 Old Hook Road in Westwood, New Jersey, on Saturday, April 25th at 9:30. No cover. Go see them.
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown, New York, Friday, 8 o'clock show, Saturday, 7:30 and 10. Go to gubs.com for information. Also looking ahead, May 4th, Race Odyssey returns, Mexicali Live, Teaneck, New Jersey, opening for Quiet Riot. Check us out on raceodyssey.com or go to our Race Odyssey Facebook page and like us.
April 24th, which is this Friday, I'll be in Scranton, Pennsylvania at the St. Anthony Center at 1013 Wood Street. In Scranton. So check that out. St. Anthony Center at 1013 Wood Street. If you want tickets, email me. I'll see if I can get the number for you. I had the number, but they don't want to make it public. I guess my appearances should be kept quiet. Also, Saturday, April 25th, I'll be in Chester, New York at Jester's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-345-1039. 845-345-1039. Hey, this has been a good time. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room.
Sorry that I couldn't get back in there to say goodnight to you guys like I usually do.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. We will see you next Tuesday.